This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joining us now is Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. A guy who's got three championship rings is our guy Danny Green, Regression Fourier. Danny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Thanks for having me. Well, we're good. I've been railing. I hate Kyrie. He's a fraud. He lied to all of us up here. Oh, my God. Like, and you know, this whole, I've evolved. And back then, I didn't know how to handle the fans. And I don't take it on face value with Kyrie. I still wonder, Danny, if the fans could get to him. How do you kind of view this interesting dynamic that is jammed within this playoff series?
I don't know if that's the approach I would take if I was the fans, but I mean, if you want to take that approach, good luck. I think that's only going to make him more driven. And I don't think you want to play against a driven Kyrie. He's very talented, but you never know. It may work. But on the other hand, I think he's growing up. You know, people have grown. I think it was some years ago when he was with you guys. You go from like 26 to 30, like it's a big jump in age. I don't know how many years it was, but he's probably a different person. Wouldn't say much of a different player, but he's probably a more mature player. But, you know, he's gone through some ups and downs, some different instances. We had COVID, and things can change you. Could have some kids, life changing, get married. You know, he's probably a different person, but, I guess we'll see how he reacts to you guys.
Man, you sound real rational. You sound like an adult. Who's like, you sound rational. See, it's the irrational.
I'm 30.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not an angry fan. I'm also about 37 years old. So, yeah, I'm a little older than Kai. I've been around for a while. But, yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of things, man, a lot of ups and downs. And I've seen people go in many different directions.
Has a fan base ever hated you? Like, what's the one fan base where, like, oh, crap, they hate me here?
Luckily, no. Nobody's hated me. There's been times where I have been booed, even by my own fan base.
What?
But I don't think there's any fan base that hates me. No. In LA, there were some tough times, especially for the bubble and, you know, missing some shots. Some gave me a hard time. They still, to this day, give me a hard time. I think I'm loved by most real Lakers fans. Some, you know, have some bad taste in the mouth about certain things of how I played when I was here, but. Philly, you know how Philly tough crowd is. Northeast crowd, you guys know how you guys are. You know, well, New York, Boston, Philly, you know, different type of blue collar fans. You know, so.
Well, what about a team that you were on where somebody on your team was like just
the villain,
and you kind of had to, I don't know, either you build them up, let me remind you,
I played with Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio, and then went to Toronto with him. So. You could imagine how that went when our first game back. So, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
The villain is an understatement. But, yeah, they didn't like him very much, and they still don't. And Pop had to pretty much let the crowd know, like, this is not the way to go about it with this guy. They booed him for some years, and he's been kind of kicking their ass for some years. And that's why he's probably told them to stop doing it. And, you know, you don't poke the bear type situation. And I think Kyrie is a similar situation. But, you know, if you want to poke the bear, you see how the bear reacts, you know.
Well, I think what it is, Danny, is you know the bear will crack. That's the thing for me is that I know he can be baited into it. It's really weird, and we talked about this, Danny, during the week.
He might be able to bait it into it. You think he'll crack? You think he can crack? Like, he can be baited into something?
Well,
you think it'll change the game?
I do. Anybody who stands there and they're flipping off the crowd and then they go to play and then they go to play a video game and they refer to the fans as cockroaches, and then the guy even sat up here with the whole, well, you know, I gave the Jays a lot of wisdom, you know, I gave them all the stuff they needed to really start their career and all this kind of it just wears me out with Kyrie. But what's crazy, Danny, is I think there's a better chance to get to Kyrie than there is to Luka. You may disagree.
I mean, maybe so. Luka, he just feeds off that, man. He's like,
yes,
Venom. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, I forget, Tom Hardy and Venom. Like, you start giving him that ammo, he turns into a monster. So I wouldn't mess with Luka for sure. I don't think Kai is much different. But, yeah, I mean, the plays that you're talking about were, I don't know, was it 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
And he came back and stepped on Lucky's head and decided to do that, I think, in like 2021 or 22. But, you know, he's evolved, and he'll tell us
like
at every turn.
So.
Yeah,
I don't think he played 22, the COVID year. He
there you go.
Because of the vaccinations. I'd like 21.
There
so
you
these,
go.
These plays, you know, 3-4 years ago, some 5 years ago, and he did probably, you know, put an imprint on some of those younger guys. They looked up to him. He was a talent, and they played one-on-one every day. And I'm sure, I think Terry Rozier as well. They had really good young talent there at the time. I remember you got a lot of the pieces, and a lot of those guys have evolved and blossomed in other places. So, but yeah, man, I said you probably have a better shot with Kai. So, I mean, I said I wish you luck.
I'll take the chance. I'm willing to have egg on the face on this one in terms of getting after Kyrie. But Danny, I
got to
ask you. I got to ask you a question though about Luka. I know that in big moments, Jason Tatum has hunkered down and played big time defense. Same for Jaylen Brown. They're at least willing to engage on that side of the ball. Am I missing the boat, or will Luka Doncic do the same thing? Is there that, hey, I can also be elite on the other end of the court in him as well? Or is that something that in critical moments we, Celtics, might be able to take advantage of?
I think if you're smart, you should try to take advantage of it, not because he can't do it, but because it'll tire him out. You don't want him fresh on offense. You let him just stand in the corner and guard somebody that's not involved in offense, it's easy for him to just rest and then play offense. But yeah, he's a guy for sure. It's changed a lot of people's perspective on him on that end of the floor. Not because he's locked down, but he had a couple series and a couple, you know, instances where he showed he was involved and participating and very active on that end of the floor, which changed a lot of their games. You know, when he played against the Clippers, he was playing really good individual defense for himself against James Harden, Paul George, even Kawhi some. So he's shown that and throughout the other series. So I think he's taken it upon himself, him and Kyrie both on that end, to make it be known, like, you know, we're not liabilities out here. We're actually decent defensive players, and we're going to get active, and we're going to make you work, and, you know, we're going to try to kill you on both ends so you can't just attack us. But said if you're smart, I would use that to your advantage and try to attack both of them to make them work on the end of the floor so that they don't have their legs. Mr. Fourth quarter, Kyrie's been killing the fourth quarter. You don't want him fresh and be able to explode or Luka in the fourth the way they have been in these past playoffs.
So we're talking to Danny Green, three-time NBA Finals champ. So impressive. And I love the Venom reference. I've never seen the movie Venom, but I just that's a good little reference. The
I
more
just recently,
you hit
it just came to me because of the new one that's come out. I just saw the trailer for the new one.
Yeah.
And it just came to mind. I'm like, you know, Luka, Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Like, and you see him. Okay.
Yeah, it's like that's a scary kind of thought. Like if you know anything about the Venom movies, that is scary, like the more dangerous he becomes. But what about some of the other players on the Dallas Mavericks? Because, you know, it seems to be the Celtics have this, you know, five strong and even a first off the bench, which would now be, I guess, Al, since Porzingis is going to play. But you don't hear as much about the others for the Dallas Mavericks. Is there a guy or two that you think the Celtics or the Celtics fans should be paying attention to and worried about?
I think that's your best bet. If you want to attack somebody, I would attack the other guy. I think they can be very they're vulnerable. They're young. You know, they haven't been on the stage and not as experienced. But I think the X factor is for them. You know, the P.J. Washington, Derrick Jones Jr. Those are the guys that are going to have to guard Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I think those two guys are going to be bigger bodies that they're going to throw at them. And, you know, you don't want them getting hot. They've changed series because they made shots. You know, OKC series, P.J. Washington got hot, and Derrick Jones Jr. as well. And, of course, Minnesota, if they play well, knock down shots. So those are the guys I would look out for. Those are the guys that if I'm a fan and you want to try to get into my skin and try to get them out of the game, and probably attack the other guys. You don't want them playing well, too. But, yeah, you guys, depth as well. Like I think they respect you guys. You guys have some really good depth off the bench outside of Horford, too. You know, Hauser can really shoot. Pritchard is very good to the table. He can shoot as well. So, you know, you guys have a really great starting five and some good guys coming off the bench for you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green here with Gretchen Fourier. We were talking a little bit earlier. You know, Fourier is a two-time Super Bowl champion and went back-to-back years, and I even said to him, hey, the difference between year one and year two – you've kind of have talked about this before, but in particular, the Jays have been there. Like, just how much easier is it preparing, handling everything? And is that something that Luka Doncic is going to kind of have to experience for the first time to kind of, quote unquote, sort of get how it is in the NBA Finals?
For sure. Luka is not a guy that I'm worried about. He's been on many big stages, and he's shown up big time. So I expect him to play well. But you can see it takes some time, and I just explained this in the past series when they played Minnesota, that you can see the mental fatigue and the mental endurance that it takes to continue to play this long in the postseason. Now, you guys, fortunately, have teams that had like a week off, so they keep some kind of fresh to take some time off. But going this far into the postseason – and trying to stay locked in is one of the toughest things. You have to build a mental endurance. So you go through a year of that. And then, of course, being on that stage, so fortunately for you guys, you had the two Jays that have experienced it, so they know what it's like. You know, it's not their first time. It's like when I went to the Final Four our first year, when I was in Carolina, we got blown out by Kansas. You know, being in that stadium, that backdrop, our first time, it took us a whole half to just kind of settle in because we just weren't used to the atmosphere. You know, in this series, it takes a game or two to get settled in, you're probably going to lose the series. It's hard to get back into it. So you got to be ready and prepared. But I think the superstars on both teams are well prepared for this stage. So it's the other guys that I'm more concerned or worried about. So Luka's been Euro Cup League. They take it serious over there, if you've ever seen your overseas games.
So,
he's not the guy that I'm worried about too much. But it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be a fun one. I can't wait to see how it goes because this is one of the – and the best thing, I think the most fun thing about our league this year and the playoffs is it's been unpredictable. And it's not just like, oh, we know for sure so-and-so is going to win. You know, there's no climax or no, you know, twists or turns. Like, oh, we didn't see that coming. That's happened a lot this playoff series. We didn't see this team going this far. We didn't see that team making it there, a five seed being the finals. So, you know, hopefully we'll keep being surprised by it. I don't know.
So Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. So I got to ask you this because it seems like I started my morning with news that Dan Hurley, two-time back-to-back champ at UConn, looks like he's going to possibly, maybe, kind of, sort of be the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
He's getting a big offer.
He's getting a massive offer.
He's a candidate, you mean?
Yeah,
he's a candidate.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be the head coach.
Yeah, right? I mean, first of all
– getting an offer, but I don't think he's taking that. So, you know, I don't see him being the head coach, but we'll see.
Well, do you think that job is
I didn't think Billy Donovan was ever going to lose.
You didn't think he'd move from Florida?
I didn't think Billy Donovan would ever leave Florida, but he did. You just never know. Mm-hmm. But I think Dan's found a home there. I think he's there, and the first job in L.A. is a tough one. Sorry to cut you off, so I don't know if that was your question. But
No. I guess the Lakers job, I mean, how desirable is that really? I know it's L.A., but like in the next 3 years, that whole landscape in L.A. for that team is going to look so different.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that desirable. You know, it's not easy to coach certain people or be in certain organizations. And when it's, you know, they say they're going to give them time, but it's a win-now situation. A lot of pressure with a lot of guys, a lot of egos you have to kind of handle. Front office to coaching to locker room to players. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of moving pieces. And so the media attention, the fans, it's not something I would want to jump to as my first, you know, head coaching job as NBA guy, as an NBA head coach. So I don't think it's that desirable, but it depends on who you're asking, right? You know, that's just my opinion. If I'm a guy that's starting out, I want to start somewhere where I can, you know, build up and there's not as much pressure to, you know, win right away. And I have to deal with certain egos that you can actually build some trust with some younger guys. When you have veterans and like they're set in their ways, it's tough to, you know, earn the respect, keep the respect, and, you know, like all of the above. It's just tough to, it's not easy to coach, you know, when they've been around so long, they have a basketball mind too, and they probably know NBA better than you. So that's not something that I would want to deal with.
Yeah, it kind of smells like Danny, and you know, you've had an agent, you've been in the contract game. I mean, this could work out for everybody. If the Lakers are catching heat for maybe hiring J.J. Redick, now they can at least say, hey, we made the big offer to this guy. And if you're Dan Hurley, and if you're Dan Hurley at about $6.5 million, you're probably looking at Calipari at 8.5 or Bill Self at 9.5 and saying, yeah, you know what, David Benedict at UConn, that's a pretty good landing spot. You don't want me to go? Give me $9 million a year. I can see this all working out for everybody. Oh, there we go. All right. That's it with our friend Danny Green. No, we're done because we got to go.
Sometimes we just lose him.
Danny, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. And I think we lost him.
Well,
there we go.
Timing, because we were just about to go on.
There you go. Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.